This is Bludgeon, and what I'm about to show you may blow your mind. This will be the final result of this small tutorial. I had painted these textures on by hand with instant visual feedback. And let me show you how this is done. First, we have our base terrain, and what we want to do is press U in edit mode and unwrap it. And then we want to assign a new image to it. It can be any size you want. This image is going to be used as our stencil map. Now, out of edit mode, we can go into the material, into the textures, and add our color maps and our stencil map. We'll be adding three image textures. In the first channel, I added in grass, and rename it to grass. Click on the second channel, and add in another image texture. This time we'll be loading in our stencil map. Rename it stencil. And in the third channel, add one more image texture. And this is going to be our dirt. Now back in the materials buttons, we want to assign each channel to have map input UV. And now we'll go back to the stencil map channel and click on this stencil option and no RGB and change the color sliders to black. And now if you press Shift and Z to go into shaded mode, you'll see the new GLSL shaded mode. To enable this, go into your user preferences and click on this button here. Now go into texture paint mode with the terrain selected and just use the black and white colors to paint on your textures. To get the paint properties panel, I press the N key. And in the edit buttons, you can find more tool settings for your paintbrush. So now just paint on grass and dirt, switch between black and white or gray to change the value of how much of the texture is added. And you can see in the image window on the right that the colors are updating as you paint them. Add in a few details, a little light grass here and there, and that's basically all there is to it. This is an amazing technique for painting textures directly on your terrain or any object, and the way you see them in the 3D view is also the way they're rendered in the end. Make sure that you save your stencil map. Since it's an automatically generated image, it's not saved. So if you want that data to be saved, go into the image menu and save it. And that's how your stencil map looks applied to the object, but in GLSL shaded mode, and then in the render, this is how it looks in the end. One thing to remember when painting on your stencil maps is that to paint on the stencil map that affects your texture channels, you have to have that stencil map applied to your UVs. So if you have multiple stencil maps, which GLSL shaded mode does work with that, you would have to switch back and forth to which stencil map is applied to the UVs before you can paint on that stencil map in texture paint mode. And that's all there is to it.